Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Having said all that, gentlemen, I'm still not really down on the Penguins in the big picture. I'm really not. Yesterday was a clunker. You're going to have those, by the way. You are going to have those. The Bruins just got outscored in back-to-back games 13-4. So stuff like that will happen. Big picture, I'm really not down on the Penguins. I think they have some very specific issues to fix. I think Gino's going to play better. I think he already is playing better, as a matter of fact. I thought in a large sense he won the game for them on Saturday with a brilliant effort down the right wing and setting up McCann for that goal. But big picture, since they started 0-2, they're 11-6-1. I mentioned against the Islanders and Capitals, two teams that they're going to be battling with here. They have the advantage on both, and they've played both six times each. So they're almost done with those teams, and they have the advantage, not the other guys. Yes, they're giving up loser points, but if they can keep sort of, like I said, treading water against those teams and the Flyers and the Bruins, and this is a big week for that with the Flyers to sort of get back into that season series, then their job is to make hay against the Capitals, against the Devils and the Sabres. They have one stretch where they play those two teams 7 out of 8, and another where they play those two teams 7 out of 9. So overall, I don't think it's like a terrible picture for me. I'm still picking them to make the playoffs. Bob, are you?
Well, I thought it would be right on the edge going in, and I was thinking that they probably wouldn't, just because of the way this whole thing was set up. And I had my concerns about the goalie situation, and I still do. I want to see more consistent play. I thought, Jari rebounded nicely, but you need to see that on a regular basis. So I'm going to say right now, yes, and I say only the yes because of what you just described. I think those games at the end where they got opportunities against those two teams that are bottom feeders of the division should be how they feast their way into a playoff spot, Ron.
Well, two things about what Joe said. I've been saying this all along about Malkin. He's going to get better. He's going to get better. Well, they're 20 games into the year now. When is it going to start? It was a great play the other night. He jumped on that turnover and blew by that defenseman and got the beautiful pass like he can do it. I think, okay, that's going to really turn him around. And then I don't see a lot last night. But I'm curious, Joe, you think they are going to make the playoffs. Which of those teams in your mind won't make the playoffs?
I might still take the Capitals to not make it, even though they're in first place. I mean, there's nothing that I've seen that would indicate that the Penguins are worse than the Capitals or Islanders. You?
You just can't keep falling behind like that. That's the only thing that really bothers me. No, they held their own against those teams. More than that. Won a couple games where you didn't think they had any chance. I think of the Malkin goal against the Islanders, with 18 seconds left. So they've won a couple that you didn't think they were going to. I think they only lost the one, where they against the Islanders when they were ahead in the third period and lost it. So from that standpoint, it's good, but I just think this catches up to you. Eventually, this formula that they seem to have, they have all kind of faith in themselves. We can come back. We're never out of it, and that's beautiful. But how about getting a game where you're ahead the whole game and winning, and don't give up the loser point and don't have to have miracle comebacks, Bob?
Well, yeah, that's, people like comebacks, and I'm one of them. I like it. But in order to make a comeback, you got to fall behind all the time. In many ways, this was the same with the Steelers. Lackluster first periods in games, first quarters for them. I mean, you put yourself in a bad position, which means, you don't have much rope out there. You have to just, get yourself back in it without making mistakes the other way. Take gambles and sometimes hope it doesn't kill you the other way. I would prefer that not being the case and making it easier, I think, on themselves. And I think they want to do that, but for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to start that way. And yesterday was another example. They had one shot on goal, I think. It was P.O. Joseph, until late in the first period. That's not the kind of effort you want. And there's no excuse because the Islanders also played the same thing the previous day, Joe.
Yeah, and they also had a hell of a month in terms of competition. They played the Islanders and Capitals every single game. As for Malkin, I think he actually is getting better, Ron. I thought that his February was better than his January, and I expect his March will be better than his February. Where he should be.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You know, so he was unbelievably bad in January, and he just was a little bit bad in February for me. Yeah, he got improved, but is that kissing him, you know, with the kiss of death, praising him? What's the word I'm looking for? I don't think he was very good. I mean, we can
damning him with faint praise.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. That's why you're the prize wordsmith. That was exactly what I was looking for there. So, have not been impressed by anything he has done most of the season. Moments, yes. Overall, no.
Yeah, I would agree, but he definitely has gotten better. And I actually think there was a stretch of games here where he was pretty good. Including that game the other night. He needs some help sometimes with people converting some of his passes and his setups, but I think when he goes from half a point a game and then for a while was trending at 1 point a game in February, I think he said yesterday it's going to get better. I think it is still for him. I just refuse to believe that he's going to wind up this season. What's his total numbers right now? What does he have? 12 points? In 20 games,
yeah,
there's no way he stays at that pace. I don't think. And what I'm really looking for is he getting better? Is there more jump in his game? Does he look like he's getting better and trending in a positive direction? My answer to that would be yes, he is, and I expect it to continue. Who do you think's going to miss the playoffs, Bob? Because you're picking the Penguins too.
Well, I said barely they get in. My choice all along has been the Washington Capitals. I agree with you. I think they're not the same team that they have been. They have some really good players, but I like the Islanders. I'm still loving the way they play because it is the kind of, and I know it could be boring at times, but they play the way that Barry Trotz wants them to play, and they adhere to their discipline element of the game. And the Penguins have been good to come back against them. It's not easy to come back against that team. Most teams won't come back against that team. So I like Boston, Philly, Islanders, and the Penguins now barely, but I think they will get in.
It's really hard to say who is going to miss, but if I had to pick one right now, I would say I don't think the Penguins are going to make it. I just don't like their consistency. Joe, you and I can disagree. You think Malkin is trending in the right way. I don't see that at all. A little better, but not nearly enough for him. So, I mean, it's who knows how it's going to play out. But if I had to pick, I would say the Penguins probably are going to miss the playoffs.
Well, if he's a little better, then he's trending in the right way, correct?
Well, I guess that's your interpretation of trending in the right way. I want to see him do something good, and I haven't seen much of that.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's having a good year by any means, but if we're talking about is he heading positive or negative, yes, he's getting a little better. In some cases, like the other night, if we had a show Sunday morning, I think we would have been happy with him, right?
I did have a show Sunday morning, and I was happy with that one play. But overall, no.
Caulfield thinks the Flyers are going to miss the playoffs, Bob. What do you think of that?
I don't. I think now they had a COVID problem, which led to them getting run out of the building, or at least the ice surface in Lake Tahoe by Boston. They're now healthy and back to normal. Everyone's back, I think. And I just like their team a lot. I think they got a good mix of young and old, or at least veterans, not old, but... And I truly believe that Carter Hart can be the kind of guy they haven't had in a long time. I think he shows a lot of consistency in that regard, although he had a terrible game against Boston when he got yanked that day. But I like their team. I do. And I think these three games here coming up here, gentlemen, are huge. Again, you don't want to give points away. You know, when they're done with this, they're going to have 22 games in the book. And we're almost halfway through this season. You want to give yourself a little bit of a cushion here with some of these teams, and winning in regulation to me is the key.
Man, it sure is. And the Islanders, I like the Islanders too, but their problem is scoring goals, and they've played Buffalo, three times, and they're 3-0 in all regulation wins. That's 6 points in the bank against that team, another against New Jersey. So believe me, that I think that's going to be big coming down the stretch. You want to play Buffalo, and they got four in a row coming up against Buffalo and Jersey, 3 in a row against the Sabres. So that's good for them, and while that's happening, the Penguinis, you're right, are going to be playing the Flyers here, and this is a gigantic week. Ron wrote about it. Who could ask for more than this? Three games coming up against the Flyers. That's why I love this divisional play this year.
You're preaching to the choir about that. I wouldn't like it every year, but one year, this is I can't wait for these games. I look forward to every one, and, you know, I heard Mears say last night that the Saturday game was the start of 14 and 23 days. So what's that mean now? They have 12 in 21 days ahead. I just can't wait. I have more interest now. You know, you're not even halfway through the season, but I have so much more interest now, Bob, than I would in a normal season halfway through. I can't get enough of it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree with it just because of what it is. But there's a part of me also, Ron, that I miss watching Connor McDavid come to Pittsburgh and them going there for one. I miss watching other teams. Colorado is such a good team, and those kind of games have always been fun because I don't think people worry about losing as much as they do in these situations when it's East versus East. So, yes, I like it, but there's a part of me that still, Joe, likes, you know, seeing other teams from the Western Conference.
Top of the hour, let's talk about Tiger. Get Bob's thoughts on everything going on there, whether he thinks Bob or whether he thinks Tiger is going to be able to make a comeback someday, and what he means to golf. Talk about all things Tiger Woods, top of the 11 o'clock hour.